Well, if you're even an occasional listener to this show, you probably know that I'm a big fan of this state. It's a great state, isn't it? Hi, Larry Mueller here. So happy to have you along today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. One of the best things about hosting this show is that I get to talk about so many things that make Wisconsin such a great place. And today we are going to visit with Mike Beno. Mike is the editor of the new magazine. It's called Our Wisconsin, and it really celebrates what life is all about in our state. I'm having a lot of fun reading it. I think you will, too. Maybe you'll do already. Mike, welcome to the program. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Glad to be here, Larry.
Oh, I'm telling you, your magazine is a lot of fun.
Well, that's good to hear, because that's what we're having on this end. I think if you're grinding a magazine, it shows. And I think if you're having a lot of fun, that shows through, too. And that comes directly from the readers who we invite to chip in their energy, their ideas, and their stories and tell it in their own words.
I tell you, it's a great experiment that I think you've got here. It's a very interesting concept of correspondence in each of our counties.
Yeah, those are our field editors. And so far, well, we launched this magazine about 6 months ago, and we asked for volunteers, okay? There is some payment for articles, but it's very small. Really, this is a volunteer position. As soon as we asked for volunteer field editors to let us know what's going on in Wisconsin's 72 counties, we got 800 responses. I realized I was going to have a little more work, when I flunked retirement here, but 800 responses, and we now have, in less than 6 months' time, we have in place some wonderful volunteer field editors in every one of Wisconsin's 72 counties. They're our eyes and ears out there.
Yeah, and this is not supposed to be a news magazine of Wisconsin, is it?
No, it's not. Our Wisconsin is, we founded it really for one reason. It's to give voice to all the great stories about Wisconsin and its people out there, stories shared by the people who actually live here. By and large, those are regular readers, and they send in stories that have a lot of heart. You know, sometimes non-professional writers have as many good stories and sometimes more good stories to tell than pros who've been in the business like you and me for so long. They share stories that if they saw their neighbor across the backyard and got up out of their chair and went over and spoke to that person, this story would have a beginning, middle, and end, and a lot of heart.
Yeah.
And we're here just to maybe clean them up a little bit and put them between covers. And so far, people seem to like it.
Mike Beno, our guest editor of Our Wisconsin magazine. He joins us from Presque Isle, Wisconsin. Great to have him along. Thank you so much for listening in. Let's hear from you. What places or foods or people and events say Wisconsin to you? What makes our state so special? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can post on my Facebook page. Just go to the Larry Mueller Show. And tell you what, Mike, we already have quite a few people
bring them on.
Yeah, writing in and phoning. Let's go to Brandy in Lake Mills first. Brandy, hi. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. Yes, for me, what makes Wisconsin great is our state park system, in particular Whitefish Dunes State Park up in Door County along Lake Michigan shorelines. We have lots of fond memories, and we're very happy that our school districts, the public schools, start after Labor Day, because the last 2 weeks in August is just grand up in those parks.
Oh.
So that's just one of our favorites.
Oh, Brandy, thank you so much. And Mike?
That's a gorgeous park. I spent a lot of my high school and college years on that very beach. I've heard that it's the largest deposit of sand on this shore of Lake Michigan. Gorgeous place, wonderful natural area as well. You got to love Door County, and that's an obvious thing to love about.
I have made many a sandcastle on that beach. I'll tell you that right now. With daughter Emily. So, oh, man, an email from Bill who says, my favorite Wisconsin place is Minocqua. That's another favorite of mine, too. Especially Northern Highland Forest, Fallison Lake Trail.
Yeah, Northern Highland State Forest is right here north of Minocqua around Boulder Junction. And there are not only trails that you can hike in the summer, there are also abundant trails for cross-country skiing. The Razorback Ridges come to mind. One of our photographers who chips in photos often has a second home in Saner, and he's sent us plenty of wonderful stories and shots from wintertime up here. It's nice all year round in Wisconsin. Up here in Presque Isle, it's where the Muskies live. I think you know about that, Larry.
Oh, yeah.
and we're not quite Youpers, but we can sure see them from here.
And a Facebook comment from Robert and Carolyn, who say supper clubs have always struck us as quintessential Wisconsin landmarks. And let's face it, no other state in the union can match us for a brandy old-fashioned.
Brandy old-fashioned sweet and a slab of prime rib on Saturday night that's nice and red in the middle. There was one supper club my wife and I went to where they actually had a prime rib called the Flintstone Cut. That's for the meat lovers, I guess.
Oh, man. Talking with Mike Bino today. Give us a call with your questions or comments or your favorite place. What places or foods or people or events say Wisconsin to you? Love to hear from you. William in Oshkosh. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi. When I was like 7 years old, my family moved here from North Dakota. And like just the people around our community, they just welcomed us. And then, like when I went to school, there's a teacher that heard about my story and just said, yeah. And then, so I just really like the people because, like, even everywhere I move, there's people that just talk to me out of nowhere, and I just love doing that because then I've actually started doing that.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have a friendly bunch of people here in the state.
William, thank you so much. You've just put your finger on the key word here. This magazine does celebrate Wisconsin. It is about Wisconsin. But it's a magazine about people, the people who love Wisconsin. And in our first issue, we had a gentleman write a story, and if you check our website, we'll give it later. He's a blues musician from Beale Street in Memphis. He founded the Memphis Blues Association, plays 5 to 7 nights a week on Beale Street in Memphis with his Delta Blues music, with his resonator guitar. But yet, he's got all the shows he could ever want to play, yet he comes to Wisconsin every August for 1 week, his 1 week of vacation. And why does he do that? Well, in a story he describes the clean lakes, the natural resources, the wonderful woods. But he says this about Wisconsin people. He says, Wisconsin people are hip, a lot more hip than they realize, and that's the best kind of hip to be.
Very, very, very well put. And an example of the kind of writing you'll find in your magazine.
And Eric Scrappy Hughes, by the way, he's next week going to be in the state. He's going to appear. He's doing it again. He's going to appear at the Cruise Inn in Tishigan, the Glass Hat in Wausau, and Blues Cruise on the Wisconsin River and in Presque Isle. So he's coming to see the people he loves here. And I could go on through many wonderful comments celebrating this state.
You have a very experienced and accomplished publisher working for you, Roy Ryman.
Well, you know, yes, that's a familiar name to people who are familiar with magazines published in this state. Roy Ryman founded Ryman Publications. He did it in 1963. On a TV table in his basement, his wife was pregnant with her fifth child, and he decided to go into business for himself and started a magazine. And it took off. It was called Country Woman eventually. But the titles he's most famous for founding, I would say, are Taste of Home, which became the world's largest circulated magazine in cooking. To put that in perspective, 5.3 million circulation. Time magazine at its height had 4.2. Also, the Reminisce magazine, Birds and Blooms magazine, those were north of 2 million circulation, and that made them the world's largest circulated titles in nostalgia or in birds or in gardening. Melinda Myers, your oftentimes guest, worked with us for a long time on Birds and Blooms. So, Roy... Roy and I, you might say we both flunked retirement. maybe that makes us flunkies. I guess that argument could be made. And I had retired to Presque Isle 9 years ago. And a man can only split so much firewood before he needs to get a little more mentally engaged. And thought about doing a magazine. Roy said, maybe I'll help you. And here we are.
And he, you obviously both bring a lot to the table. He certainly brings a lot of experience to the table as well.
Well, the thing, I can edit and write stories, and Roy can edit and write stories. The thing that he brings to the table that I don't see in anyone else is this wonderful carnival barking energy promotional side. I mean, if you find it, a key has been hidden somewhere in the state in a public park. If you find that key, a new car is yours. And every issue, we're giving more clues, eliminating more counties. I think we're down to less than half of the counties in the state now, until somebody finds that car. And along the way, we're encouraging people to take a garbage bag, pick up litter as they're looking. Maybe that kind of keeps people off the track, too, wondering what they're doing, you know, that hiding spot. So, yeah, and there's... we have the Hidden W contest in the magazine, which is a signature device from Roy. Look at all the ads, find the Hidden W, and send in for a drawing, and you can win a year's worth of Culver's ice cream or whatever we have for prizes. People are having a lot of fun. I think about 2,000 people write in for that contest every issue.
I was looking at one of the letters in your latest issue from somebody who wrote in and said, do you know that realize that the first thing I go through in the magazine are all the ads?
Yes, they do that. sometimes people in families will get two or three issues and sit there and have a race, you know, see who can get all the W's first. They have a lot of fun with it.
Mike Beno, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, talking with him today about the magazine and certainly about what's great about this state of ours. And I hope you'll join in with your own comments about it. You can email talk@WPR.org or go to my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. You can post there or even a photo there. Maybe you've got a great vacation photo you want to include. Or call. We'd love to have you call. We've got some open lines to get you on pretty quickly at 1-800-642-1234. I'm Larry Mueller. Judith Sears Poisson, our producer on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I hope you'll stay tuned because today at 11:45 we'll visit with Maureen Ferry. She's the statewide aquatic invasive species monitoring coordinator. She's with the DNR, and she's going to share some new information about aquatic invasive species in our state. Right now, though, we're enjoying talking about what makes Wisconsin such a wonderful place with our current guest, Mike Beno, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. Great to have him along. Again, you can join in with your own comments at 1-800-642-1234. We would love to hear from you. You have a lot of different content in each issue, but two groups in Wisconsin are in every issue, and you've got the Amish and Harley riders.
I'm convinced we're the only magazine in the world that each issue gives you a story about the Wisconsin Amish and Harley bikers. We have an Amish diary, and I would have to say, judging by reader mail, that's probably our most popular department. That it runs every issue, and It's written by Owen Yoder, who lives over in Shawano County, and they've got a small dairy farm, and they have a family bakery. And it's just a rundown of the week on the farm and what it's like working on that farm and in that bakery with no electricity, no telephone, and the simple life led by the Amish. I spoke with Owen the other day, and he said people are driving 2 hours up to see him. He'll be out in the field with his workhorses cutting hay. They're stopping to see him and say hi. We're not encouraging that. We're encouraging folks to go when their bakery is open, and that's only Fridays and Saturdays. But people are loving it, and that brings up another little wrinkle here. Pecan pies. You like pecan pie, Larry?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I love pecan pies.
Well, they make many kind of pies, the family at the bakery, as well as so many other baked goods. But we decided for some of the smaller pieces, people chip into our magazine, regular readers, they'll send us, share a story or a photo. We're paying in pecan pies, and they're loving it. What we do is, even in the winter when Owen's bakery is shut down, they make a special order for us of pies and ship them by courier wherever they're going to be, even California. You could call that pie in the sky. And it's pecan pie. Why pecan? They ship the best. Well, I got to tell you, from time to time, we'll send a small check to somebody for us for writing and providing photography for us. I'll get a note back, or somebody will call me and say, boy, I sure did love that payment, Mike, but you know, I really wanted one of those pies. So we'll maybe have to adjust our pay scale here. But people are loving it. One story we had, and I'll get off the pies in a moment. Albert Hobble, you got to love a 95-year-old accordionist who is still performing on stage.
Okay? Yeah.
He's in Wisconsin Rapids, started playing as a youngster, played at UW in a combo in the 1930s. But one of his friends called and said, Albert's thrilled to be in your magazine this issue. He's already planning his pecan pie party.
Well, so that covers the Amish. What about the Harleys?
Well, the Harley riders, you know, it's a neat story because, as I said before, this magazine's a little bit more about people than it is about events and destinations. And there's nothing wrong with events and destinations. We get those in. But we do the people story first. And this is a prime example of where we can highlight some of the hidden back roads and fun little shops and neat restaurants and things like that. We get a Harley or a biker couple each issue to tell us their favorite weekend ride, could be for a day, could be for 2 days, and where do they like to go. And we were getting some wonderful back road suggestions through the Driftless region, which is, as you know, is so gorgeous, like little Switzerland with the coulees and, you know, the valleys and bluffs, and where they go in the fall to get their apples, a neat overlook to stop and see, a great place to stop for lunch, fun little shop. And so we do that every issue, and that's how we weave in, you know, a flower farm. That's how we weave in some of these hidden gems. In the wintertime, we can do that, too, because it shifts over to our favorite snowmobile trail rides. It's essentially the same story, different vehicle. So, and these are both vehicles for allowing us to bring forth some of those hidden treasures.
We have, by the way, I should mention that on my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show, we have a link to your website. But why don't you go ahead and give your site, Mike, and how people can subscribe and so forth.
God bless you, Larry. Our website is, there's information on the magazine, and you can subscribe or learn more about the magazine at ourwisconsinmag.com. And right now we're 6 months into our charter year, our inaugural launch year, and so for the rest of this year, subscriptions are $9.98 for 6 issues, and gifts. I got to say it, they make good gifts. Fully, we've got about 40,000 subscribers now, which make us the fastest growing publication in the state, I'd say, and about a third of those are gifts given to people out of state, with transplanted Wisconsinites. And if you're interested in a back issue or a single issue, those can be had at our office in Greendale. And the number there is 414-423-3085.
What is that again? It was 414?
414-423-3085.
3085. Okay. Luke in Toma has a comment. Luke, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi there, Larry, and thanks for having me, and what an incredible publication for an incredible state, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll mention in a minute something I think is really special about agriculture in our state. And first, I wanted to kind of make a nod as an alderman from Toma and thus a supporter. You know, some of the things mentioned already, like the supper clubs and the Amish country and some of the sightseeing, that's something that makes, I guess I'd say, Toma special in particular with our Teepee Supper Club and our Amish country. Speaking to the agriculture, I think and this applies for Toma and the Warrens areas as well as the whole state. The ability to interact with the agriculture is something that I've really enjoyed, having been a citizen of Wisconsin my whole life. I've really come to find that our producers allow that interaction, whether it be the cranberry country that we have here in the Toma Warrens area, or the Cranfest Festival we have in September, the many orchards or apiaries that you might find. It's something where the visitor or the person who lives here really has a chance to come in contact with agriculture. And that direct contact, you know, really makes a connection that people are looking for these days between the products and the places they visit and knowing where what they're eating and what they're experiencing comes from. And I think that's something special about Wisconsin, certainly the Toma area, is that interaction with the agriculture.
Luke, some good comments there. What do you think, Mike?
Thanks, Luke. When you said Toma and Warrens, my mind instantly went to cranberries. Wisconsin's the number one state for cranberries, and they're not only there, they're right here in my backyard where I live, Presque Isle Manitowish Waters here. And the growers do welcome people in the fall of the year when they're out there corralling the berries, pumping them into the trucks. Right now, we've had a little bit of chilly weather tonight, and I got to think those guys last few nights, those fellows are out on frost protection, spraying their cranberries to keep them going. What else in Wisconsin? Well, of course, it's a dairy state, but what about ginseng? I think we're the lead producer in that. So there's so many crops, and you're right, and so much produced here. You're right that I think in general there's a disconnect in society about where food comes from, what it takes to grow and produce food, and having welcoming people that bring people out to the orchards, the farms, the Door County cherries, what have you. I think that's important, especially for little kids.
Yeah. Luke, thanks again. Appreciate it very much. Jack in Milwaukee, your turn. Hi, Jack.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Jack.
Great. I love about Wisconsin that we are one of the few places that are almost forced to go through all four seasons here. It's not like over in California or someplace with mountains where, you know, you got 70-degree temperatures down at sea level, but you go up in the mountains and go skiing, and there you go in the same day. But, you know, we got to do the 6 months of each, which is really nice. And then also, of course, all the great beer. I was actually in New Blair's Brewery about a week ago and met a group of motorcyclists from Russia who had driven their Harleys down through Alaska and Canada, and they said the highlight of their trip thus far had been the brewery over there, so that was really fun.
Wow.
Wonderful. Thanks, Jack. Well, we have some wonderful breweries in this state. I think we're over 70 craft breweries now in the state of Wisconsin.
And the number is rising. That blues man from Memphis I talked about a moment ago, within his story, he just said, had one comment on that. I'll see if I can say it the way Eric does. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Y'all have great beer in Wisconsin.
He's right about that.
And the seasons, Jack, you nailed it. There's something to love in every season here. It's never boring. My son lives in San Diego and has for 10 years, and it's a wonderful place to go. I always know what kind of clothes to bring because it's exactly the same. But, boy, wouldn't that get tedious. I think it would. Up here in Presque Isle, you know, folks, there's the summer season, and, of course, that's what it's famous for, vacation land in Wisconsin. Personally, even when I was a part-timer, I loved winter more. It's so quiet. You can snowshoe. There's no bugs. You can walk everywhere in the world and not fill in the woods and not fill your boots. Fall, I mean, wow, you know.
Yeah.
And you're going to see a Dynamite Next cover with some gorgeous fall foliage by Mike Crowley, who shot a number of our covers. And this is kind of interesting, Larry. When we were launching this magazine, I was looking for the perfect cover last December, and I was doing a little research, and I came across, on Flickr or Smug Mug, some wonderful photos. Turns out they're shot by a man in Boulder Junction who attends the same church I've gone to for 9 years, and I found him online, and here he is, and he's shot three of our covers now, and
oh.
covers. So Mike Crowley, a lot of white deer stuff from Boulder Junction.
And you know, I see Tom Davis, who for a long time was associated with Wisconsin Trails, is a contributing editor for you.
Isn't Tom a treasure?
Oh yeah.
Tom Davis, you know, you mentioned Wisconsin Trails, and I was a big, big fan of that magazine, particularly when Howard Mead and Nancy Mead ran it from Madison. It was so full of stories, armchair reading, you know, Grandpa's Deer Camp, or what have you, a lot of armchair reading, and that's a lot of what we're trying to do here. Tom was there 14 years, he then was not in Wisconsin Trails anymore. It went through a series of ownerships, and I missed him. And he's not only there. He's an essayist of some repute in some of the higher-end outdoor magazines, such as nationally, Gray's Sporting Journal, Shooting Sportsman, and he's got a number of books out there. I thought it was a shame. He's such a strong essayist. I thought it was a shame that Tom wasn't being read in Wisconsin much anymore. So I reached out to him, and he said he'd be glad to help us. And he's doing stories on nature, the outdoors for us. It's lyrical stuff. He's the perfect example of a professional writer working with us. Most of what we have are from regular readers, but we do have some of the pros in here. Interesting story Tom shared with us, and by the way, I've got him scheduled for a wonderful grouse hunting story coming up. Mostly it's been about soft nature stories, I would call them. But he chipped in a story for us, and it ran a few issues ago. Larry, do you know who invented the surfboard?
I do not. Not off the top of my head.
Would you believe somebody from rural Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Tom Blake from Washburn, he was a fellow who grew up in far northern Wisconsin, and Tom Davis sent this to me and said, and asked me the same question I just asked you. Tom Blake in the 20s was kind of the archetype of the surfer dude from California, chiseled with the blonde hair swept back, out on the beach, the beach bum, a vegetarian diet, swimming for miles, surfing in competition. He did so in Hawaii. He did so in California. And then he invented the hollow body surfboard. The surfboards originally came from Hawaii were solid pieces of wood.
Yeah.
So the competition surfboards today were invented by a cheesehead from Washburn, Wisconsin. I don't know, pretty far from any ocean. It's a fun story. And thank you for bringing up Tom Davis, because I love having him in this magazine.
Yeah, he's a great writer. Roger in Rhinelander, thanks for calling. Hi.
Yes, greetings from the home of the Hodag. For me, Wisconsin, being a pilot, Air Venture Oshkosh is the premier event of the year for me. They always have not only all the aircraft, anything that flies, but they got great entertainment. They had Chicago for the opening band this year, and they had Gary Sinise and his Lieutenant Dan band. They had the world premiere of the Disney movie Planes there. There's just so much stuff for everyone. They got Kid Venture. And sadly, there's a lot of people from the state that haven't gone there.
Yeah.
Roger, have you ever had a sandwich at the Northwestern Hotel in Rhinelander?
I have. I have many times.
I think everybody should. to the EAA, if I could jump in here, Larry.
Yeah.
Yes, what a wonderful thing. In our next issue, we have an article about the most beloved man, I think, in the history of the EAA, and that's Steve Whitman. Steve Whitman, you've all heard of Whitman Field, Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh, which becomes the world's busiest airport with 500,000 people and I don't know how many planes every August. But Steve Whitman was an air racing champion from Wisconsin who built his own planes. In the 30s and 40s, he flew, he was one of the first pylon racers. He built planes by sketching out in chalk on the hangar floor at the airport. He managed the airport there during the Depression and slept there to save money. Steve Whitman finally, when he passed away in his 90s, I believe at age, in about 1995, he was still carrying a pilot's license signed by Orville Wright.
Oh, my goodness.
We have a photo of that in with the story. But found some wonderful folks tied in with the EAA in the past. Mary Jones of Oshkosh edited their magazine many years. She chipped in a wonderful story about Steve. And the photographer that worked with them, Jim Kepnick, for many years, chipped in some stuff about Steve. And they did a wonderful job for us. So thanks for bringing that up, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, Roger.
You bet.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Conversations with Steve back in the day.
Yeah, a great guy. We have so many. I want to just kind of run through a few of these Facebook comments because we have so many of them. Katie said just talking about great things about Wisconsin. Fabulous wetlands. Would love to see our Wisconsin profile, some of Wisconsin wetland gems, so more members of the public know about those natural treasures.
Wow. There is not an ecotone in the state that supports more wildlife than our wetlands. And I'm reaching back to my days editing Ducks Unlimited's magazine to come up with that one from long ago. But wetlands, in Wisconsin, they support I don't know how many species. I guess we would need our DNR ecologist on here, Larry hosts so often. But one thing about wetlands, too, is I pulled a story here which tied into wetlands. There's an interesting man and an interesting place people can go to see in Monaco, Wisconsin. Monaco, Wisconsin has a whole lot of tamarack swamp around it. There isn't much there. That's the watershed of the Pelican River, and there's a lot of golden tamaracks, which means not much development, which means a dark night sky, which means if you wanted to see the Perseid meteors like we've been looking for the last two nights, that's a good place to go. A fellow by the name of Frank Kovac built, up there in the back end of nowhere, built the world's largest mechanical globe planetarium. He built it himself. It took him 10 years. It's 22 feet in diameter and weighs 2 tons. He winched this up into place and built a building around it, and it's all up to code, ADA compliant. And when he was doing that sort of winching, working in all weather, day and night, in his backyard, under a tent, the neighbors were sending the kids with food out to him to make sure he was doing okay. But some of these winches would make screaming noises when he was building his planetarium out there in the woods, and people started calling it Frank's Sanitarium. Today, 3,500 people a summer go to see this. It not only took him 10 years to build it, inside on the dome of this rotating globe you sit underneath, he hand-painted 5,200 stars accurately in their positions in the heavens at 45 degrees north latitude, and he did every one of those stars with luminous paint in their correct luminosity.
Wow.
Michelangelo of the North Woods on a scaffold.
Well, we have some more here. Let me just read a couple of them, one right after the other here. Stephen thinks it's the annual smelt fries are what make Wisconsin really cool. Sandy says the trout and salmon fishing along Wisconsin Lake Michigan shoreline, especially in Kewaunee. The marinas there are beautiful. Heidi says, she loves the, she just wrote in to say she loves the Amish family diary. Jim in Middleton says, besides the great parks, forests, rivers, and lakes, the natural areas and esoteric nooks and crannies, beauty that you can put your arms around. And Jeff says, I often tell my Wisconsin friends that I'm their worst nightmare. Born and raised in Minnesota, I live in Illinois now, but I spent a lot of time in Wisconsin. And we stumbled on the Heidi Festival in New Glarus. Lots of fun. One bar actually had $2 brandy old fashions in a red solo cup. Only in Wisconsin.
We have an Only in Wisconsin in the magazine. Have you ever heard of a drive-up window for cheese curds?
No, a drive-up window for cheese curds? No, I haven't.
That's at Scray's Cheese off Highway 57 in De Pere, and I was speaking with Kayla Scray, one of the workers there, and a squad car pulled up to this drive-up window, and he wasn't looking for donuts. He wanted curds. They squeak, and Kayla said, oh, that's nothing. I've had tractors pull up. I've had people on horseback for curds.
Well, I'm telling you, this has been a lot of fun, Mike, and I want to go back to the magazine because people, again, can go to your go to my Facebook page. If you're there already, just click on the link there to Our Wisconsin. It's the website itself, though, is give us that again.
The website is OurWisconsinMag.com.
I'm telling you, this has been a lot of fun. I hope will you come back and be with us again?
Larry, love to be back. I've got a table full of stories here that I tore out of the magazine, and I think we talked about two of them. So plenty of material here and plenty more coming in every issue.
Oh, all right. Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks so much, Larry.
Mike Bino is the editor of Our Wisconsin magazine. You know, he retired, 9 years ago in Presque Isle, Wisconsin, and then he decided, I think I'll start a magazine. So now he's got 40,000 readers, subscribers, and it really, to me, it's just a lot of fun. It's a fun read. We're lucky to have such a beautiful and interesting state. It's great to take the time to share what we love about it with each other. Coming up next, we're going to turn our attention to some of those wonderful Wisconsin treasures, our lakes and other bodies of water. There's some new research out there about the status of aquatic invasive species in our state. It's important information coming up next here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.